A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There are four characters that you will almost certainly meet along the road of your own hero's journey, whatever your mission is, your business, your art, your life. And you must absolutely get clarity and identify these roles and who's playing them if you're going to achieve the success that you desire. Luckily for you, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. What's up, storytellers? Welcome back to the Storytelling Lab podcast. This is episode 149. We're getting close to the buck 50 mark. I'm your host, Rain Bennett. Today, we're going to talk about the four characters in every story and that happen to show up in our lives and business as well, in our own stories, in our own journeys, and how, if you can understand that and you can identify them, and which of them you may or may not be in the present moment, you can leverage that to achieve your mission successfully.
Welcome to the Storytelling Lab, where we break down how to get to the heart of your story and the hearts of your audience to leave the greatest impact possible. And now, here's your host, award-winning filmmaker and writer, Rain Bennett.
What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Storytelling Lab, where we help you break down the art and science of storytelling. My name is Rain Bennett. I am your host, and my job is to help you deepen your connections, increase your sales, and serve your audiences better. Every Tuesday morning, I send out a quick storytelling tip to my newsletter subscribers. I show you techniques I've learned along my journey and used in my own stories, as well as those of my clients. But most importantly, I leave you with tangible takeaways that you can apply to your brand storytelling immediately. Oh, well, actually, more importantly than that, it's free. If this would help you, sign up for the newsletter at rainbennett.com/weekly-storytelling-tips. The beautiful thing about stories is we all know the expression art imitates life. Well, that's for a reason. All the stories that we know and love, all the novels and movies that we've watched, you know, since we were kids that we've fallen in love with are inspired by real life. If we look at our own journeys, what are they other than a story? Our favorite stories come from true life. And so we can use that premise, we can use that concept to look at our own journeys as stories. That helps us understand those journeys better so that we can navigate them more effectively and therefore, hopefully, achieve our missions. But it does not happen because typically we view these our journeys, we're in tunnel vision. You're sitting there, you're doing the work, you're digging the trench, whatever it might be, and you don't see what's around the bend. You don't see the opportunities. You also don't see the obstacles. So it takes work to actually remove yourself, elevate yourself to a bird's eye perspective so that you can objectively look at your story. Think about yourself, your mission, your story. This could be your life journey or the journey of your startup or your novel or whatever project that you're creating, right? Look at yourself as a character in a story and think about it that way. When you're able to zoom out, again, I want to reiterate, this takes work. When you're able to zoom out and look down from that bird's eye perspective and see the maze, the storyline, if you will, then it allows you to see potential obstacles that might be around the corner. It allows you to also see the potential outcomes or opportunities that may arise. It also allows you to understand that when, you know, stuff hits the fan and you're in Act Two and it looks like there's no way out, this is what they might call the dark forest or the messy middle. Seth Godin talks about it in A Business Enterprise as the dip that happens right before the climax where you overcome, you know, the problem. When we're in that in real life, we often think the same thoughts, which is like, oh God, this is how it ends. I'm never going to get out of this. I can't see how to get myself out of this. And this is how my story ends. But when you zoom out and you see the structure of a story, of a narrative, you understand that, no, that's embedded in any story. In any journey, there is conflict and obstacles. And it doesn't end that way, but only if you keep going. Then you come out victorious, right? Seth Godin talks about the dip happening just before that moment where you finally reach the tipping point. And that's why so many people quit at that stage. So we're going to talk about these four characters that I have noticed, and we're going to do it through the lens or the perspective, the mind frame of two genius storytelling titans, if you will. We're going to use Donald Miller, and we're going to use Stephen Pressfield. Now, Donald Miller, if you don't know, is the author of Building a Story Brand and the Business Story Brand. And if you've ever heard, like, you're not the hero of your story, your customer's the hero of your story, you're the guide. Well, most likely you heard that from Donald Miller or from someone who heard that from him. Now, it's not completely an original thought. He just popularized it. But that's probably where that came from. Story Brand has been very successful. The book has sold over 1 million copies. And he has, to say the least, impacted people in the storytelling and marketing community quite significantly. The second is Stephen Pressfield, who, if you are a creative or artist or of any type, you've most likely heard of Stephen Pressfield. By the way, shameless plug, he's been on the show not once, but twice. Definitely a mentor and a hero of mine. Here's the thing I love about Pressfield. Like, all the people that we look up to Pressfield. When he wrote his book, his nonfiction book, The War of Art, it really changed the game for a lot of creatives, understanding that art is not something woo-woo. It's work. You sit down, you sit your butt in the seat, and you do the work just like you do with any other task or any other trade. And that mindset of showing up every day and going to battle has helped a lot of creatives understand and get through that messy middle, that act two that we talked about earlier. So I've studied these two for years, and I've noticed that there is a commonality between how they view things when we look at these four characters or these four forces that are embedded in any story. Now, Donna Miller often talks about your marketing story or the story of your business, and Stephen Pressfield tends to talk about the story of your own personal journey to find your authentic self, which is why he resonates with so many creatives. But they both land on four, and the four are very similar, so we're going to break it down today. Now, let's start with Donald Miller. Donald Miller talks about the four characters in any story and in your life, which are the hero, the victim, the villain, and the guide. I'll repeat that. The hero, the victim, the villain, and the guide. Let's break them down. Let's get into it. Now, the hero is who we all typically identify with. Oftentimes, however, we think the hero is just, you know, this great natural-born winner that's gonna, you know, get the girl, win the game, you know, defeat the enemy, et cetera, et cetera. It's not true. The reason why we love heroes and stories is because they're flawed like us. Yet they want something so badly that they're willing to go through the struggles that they must in order to experience the transformation that they need to experience to achieve whatever their mission is, to become who they want to become. This is why we love them so much, because we like to think that when we are faced with obstacles, we could act like they do and not quit and not give up and keep going and overcome those struggles that are going to happen to anybody. They don't quit in Act Two. And if they do, they become number two, the second character, which is the victim. Struggles also happen to the victim, but often the victim, you know, they want to live another story too, but they surrender their life to fate. Like, they have no choice in the matter, no say-so or no influence, right? Like, it's happening to them. They're passive to their story and they don't actually do the work to change it. This is the people that are like, oh, woe is me. Why did this happen to me? They make excuses all the time. They allow these struggles to consume them and they sit in the corner and I'm sorry to say, you know, they cry about it. They sit there and just hope that someone comes along and rescues them, right? That is the victim. And if you're not careful as the hero, you can become the victim, because we go through those struggles. And when you feel like you're in that tunnel vision and you're in Act Two, the dark forest, the messy middle, it can be easy to slip into that. You can see how someone could slip into that. The third character that he discusses is the villain. Now, this one's pretty easy for us to identify, more so than the victim. The villain is the monster. This is every movie, every novel, every story has a great antagonist. So this is who that is. They exist to make others feel small, to suppress them and their dreams in order to make themselves feel big. It is their lifeblood. It is their fuel. They feel good by making other people feel bad. They thrive off of it. Now, here's the kicker. You'll see some consistency here, some through lines. They also had struggles, but they don't want to give up and they don't want to do the work to overcome them. They're pissed. They're angry. They want revenge.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You can see how easily, there's like a gradient, right? You can see how easily you can fall into the trap of becoming any of these. The victim can absolutely turn into the villain if they're not careful, because they're already, well, woe is me. This always happens to me. And when that starts to, you know, turn into anger, now they're subject to turning to the dark side, right? One interesting thing that Donald Miller points out about villains is the pain. They've been through pain. They're not just inherently born evil, maybe sometimes in horror movies, but typically they're not inherently born evil. They've gone through something, some struggle, some pain, and that pain is often shown or displayed or manifests itself in some sort of disability or scar, like Scar from The Lion King, or since we've already talked about the dark side, Darth Vader has the mask that he's completely vulnerable without the mask. He can't live without it, with that robotic suit, right? He has this pain that they've gone through. And this is why they want to make the world pay for it, right? Some people just want to watch the world burn, right? So the villain is the force or the character that is absolutely trying to just sabotage the hero, the villain. Now, the fourth character is the guide, which he talks about an awful lot in any of his work. We've already alluded to some today. You're not the hero, you're the guide to help your customer, who is the hero, through their journey. So the guide is someone who helps the hero win, And it's because they've been through this. They've been through their hero's journey already, and they've come out on top, and they've learned lessons, and they've grown stronger. Arguably, the guide is often the strongest person in the story. And now their job is, they've gone through their hero's journey, they've transformed themselves, they've learned all these lessons through their experiences and their own struggles. They know who they are, and now their role in the story is to help others, namely the hero, navigate their struggles. And that's why our ultimate journey, after we go through our hero's journey, is to become a guide, to become someone who's been through that so that we can help others through their path. All right. This is where it gets really exciting for me. Let's make the pivot to Pressfield. So, Pressfield has four forces. We could call them characters for the sake of this show, that are embedded in any artistic endeavor, in any hero's journey. And those are the self, the ego, the resistance, and the muse. And they line up quite well, in my opinion, with Miller's. The hero, the victim, the villain, and the guide. So the hero, or pardon me, the self, rather, this is your subconscious. This is the inner voice that you have, not in your head, but in your heart, your authentic self. This is where your dreams come from, your instinct and intuition, right? This is your heart and soul, your authentic self, who you become. The hero's journey, when Pressfield talks about it, is a journey, ultimately a journey home. You go on the journey, you become transformed, and you bring back your knowledge or the elixir back home. And that journey is ultimately to find your authentic self. You have to go through a transformation because it's not how you naturally exist. We naturally exist in a survival mode, a fight or flight mode, you know, response where, we're trying to just stay alive, and that's what prevents us from achieving our dreams, because, it's how we stay alive, but we're trying to really live. That's what the self is trying to do. That's what the hero is trying to do, right? Not just to live passively like the victim. We want to live actively. We want to achieve the things that we want to achieve. We want to make a difference, make an impact. We want to create transformation and change. That's what we want. And you can't do that when you're in that victim mindset, that tunnel vision, like we talked about with Miller's. You're dealing with the stresses of everyday life. I'm a parent, kids 2 and 5. Yeah, it's stressful. Money, responsibilities, all the things that are keeping us, I'm too busy to do that. All those, things holding us back come straight from the second character in Pressfield's perspective, which is the ego. The ego is the identity center, he says, that runs our lives in the here and now, the material dimension. I love this. He says, when we say, I want, I need, I am, the I is the ego. And the ego is fear-based. This is to keep you alive. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. But as I said earlier, there's a difference in being alive and really living. What is the Braveheart quote? Every man dies. Not every man really lives. I haven't heard it in a long time. The accent was terrible, but you get the point. We're trying to really live, not just be alive. The ego is put there to keep us alive so we don't feel shame, so we don't get outcast from the tribe and potentially die. That's the voice inside your head, not your heart, where the dreams come from. That's inside your head saying, I wouldn't put that post out. I wouldn't write that article. It's going to be a waste of time. They're going to laugh at you, right? It can't live. The ego can't live, and so it doesn't want you to live as your authentic self, right? Because it's sitting over there hiding in the corner, trying to clutch onto anything and everything that it can, and it doesn't want anybody to thrive. Now, this leads us to the third character, or the third force in Pressfield's perspective, which is actually the force that the ego uses to suppress the self, which is called the resistance. He uses this, he says this very clearly, the resistance with a capital R. This is the negative internal force in the world that keeps us from fulfilling our dreams. It gains strength when we give in to that fear. This is my favorite thing about the resistance. And when Pressfield was on the Storytelling Lab, he painted this picture for me that is just perfect. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about, picture a meadow, right? And in that meadow, there's one singular tree standing in that meadow. And the sun is shining on top of the tree, illuminating it, right? That tree is your dream. The sun is illuminating it, bringing it to your attention. This is yourself, right? The sun. And making you see its beauty and want to pursue its beauty. Now, what is the second thing that happens after the tree is illuminated from the sun? What is the second thing that is created? A shadow. Always, inevitably. The shadow is your dream. Pardon me? The shadow is the resistance to your dream. It's a yin and yang. It's a balance. It's a polar opposite. It's the second side of the coin. They cannot exist without one another. Darkness cannot exist without light. The light being your dream, the darkness being the resistance. So once you realize that and operate from your heart where the dreams are and you show up every day, you can defeat the resistance. But here's the kicker. Pressfield is also very clear about this. The resistance does not go away. It does not get easier. It does not stop with a certain amount of experience or a certain amount of achievement. He still deals with it every single day. I still deal with it every single day. You probably still deal with it every single day if you're out there trying to achieve your dreams. And that's okay because, like the obstacle in the storyline, they're inevitable. The resistance is inevitable. And when you understand that, your choice becomes be the victim and let it overtake me, or understand that it's going to be there and I have to navigate it and overcome it every single day. Once you have experienced enough struggle, enough obstacles that you've overcome, you understand, hey, they're going to come and all I have to do to overcome them is just keep fighting. Same thing with the resistance. It gets easier because you know it's going to be there tomorrow morning. You've developed skills and you've accumulated tools to help you defeat it. But ultimately, the thing that defeats it is sitting down and doing the work every single day. If you've got this resistance that's just throwing punches and you sit down every day armored up, ready to go, and you keep throwing punches back, it will wear itself down. That's the way you defeat the resistance, by showing up every single day, which, granted, is easier said than done, but that's where the help from the fourth character or the fourth force comes from. That is the muse. I love Pressfield's take on the muse. The muse, in his opinion, is the goddess that bestows gifts, creative gifts upon us so that we can achieve the potential within us. This is where ideas come from. He uses a metaphor that I absolutely love when he talks about the muse, and that is, it's kind of, you know, in his mind, now this is a force, but in his mind, it's absolutely a goddess that he prays to every single day. You can look into that. He's very public about it when he sits down to do the work. But it could be whatever force that you want to believe. But either way, it operates, in his opinion, kind of like Santa Claus, kind of like Saint Nick, where, you know, he's flying around bestowing gifts. But she, the goddess, in his opinion, is bestowing these little creative gifts on us. Now, when she does her rounds every single day, if you're in the chair or at the easel, she drops gifts. If she goes past and you're not there, she'll notice, she'll be a little frustrated. She'll cut you some slack, as he says, for that truant day, and she'll check back in tomorrow. If you're not there tomorrow or the day after that, she starts to get a little frustrated and disappointed, starting to get pissed. Do you not really want her help? Then you get on her bad boy list. And her punishment is not to do anything bad to you, like the resistance, but it's just to withhold those gifts. On the flip side, if you're there every single day, hard at work, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now you're making her happy. Now you're making her smile. And so how does she reward you for that? Every now and then when she passes by, she drops you these little gifts to help you, like the guide in Donald Miller's perspective. This is when you have those little creative breakthroughs where you're like, oh my God, you dream of an idea, or when you're working, you know, an idea just pops in your head and you're like, where did that come from? It came from the muse. And the muse doesn't show up unless you show up every single day. This is one of my favorite things that I've found in my journey of storytelling, because I think you can see it so clearly when you start to understand the structure of all stories, most importantly, the structure of our stories. And as I said in the beginning, once you understand these archetypes, these characters, these forces that are embedded, that are inherent in any story, including your own for your life and business, you understand how to identify them. You understand which role you're currently in. And also, more importantly, I would argue, how to be careful not to venture into the role of one of these that you don't want to be in. This is ultimately what allows you to achieve your mission, by understanding that you're a character in a story, on a journey with a goal that will inevitably face obstacles. And the only way for you to overcome those obstacles is to keep going, to show up every day, trying to become your authentic self and achieve your goal, that transformation that you need to show up every single day and do the work. Come back next week. Let's talk more about storytelling. Hope this episode helps. And I'll see you real soon on episode 150 of the Storytelling Lab. Next week, going to be a really special one. Then we'll be back to guests for episode 151 and 152. Have a great day. Go share your stories. But more importantly, go live yours out as your authentic self and be the hero of your own story. Peace and love, everybody. My name is Rain Bennett. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast. If you're already a subscriber and you're enjoying the show, give us a review and let us know the value that you've gotten from it. We love to hear from our listeners and learn about the benefits that they're getting from the show. That's what fuels us and that's what fuels the show. And if you've already subscribed and you've already reviewed it and you think there's someone else that would benefit from listening to this show, please, please share it with them. The more we grow, the more we can help you grow, and that's what we're here to do. Join us next time on the Storytelling Lab. This podcast is a 6 Second Stories production. 6 Second Stories is a story coaching and consulting company that builds online education, in-person and virtual training, and digital products that help businesses master storytelling to find their ideal customers and market to them effectively. You can learn more at 6secondstories.com and purchase the book 6 Second Stories at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or RainBennett.com/6secondstories.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.